being cut to 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C&D, near the Circus K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he will join up hairstyles like nobody's business. This cotton candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4587. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way. You'll be able to be in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of AAYT KUJL-FM.
Here's a message from Dr. Klein at Children's Hospital of New Orleans.
You know, there was a myth that somehow children were almost immune to COVID. Our hospital was full of children who were quite ill. Unfortunately, we did have deaths here at the hospital. If we can get enough adults, adolescents, children vaccinated, we will work our way out of this pandemic.
Call 1-855-453-0774 and visit ldh.la.gov/kidsvax.
Welcome to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries at 4605 North Highway 1, Suite C in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, Pastor Reginald Jackson. You've been listening to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries at 4605 North Highway 1, Suite C in Alexandria, where there's Wednesday Bible study at 6:30 p.m., Sunday prayer at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship services at 11 a.m. Broadcast live on Facebook each Tuesday and Thursday, third hour of prayer in the Word at 9 a.m. On Friday, Women Overcoming Obstacles at 6 p.m. And we're on Facebook each Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. For more ministry information and gifts and donations, it's www.kingdombuilders53@gmail.com each Saturday at 2:30 p.m. It's Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries on KAYT KQGO-FM.
Yeah. So he made it again, another vessel that seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, said the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. May God have a blessing to those hearers and doers of his words. The grass wither, the flower fade, but the word of God stands forever. Amen. 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 I want to use for a few minutes talking to you as a thought. I want you to think about this. And, that's the topic or the title, is a good place to be messed up. A good place to be messed up. In a subtopic, if you will, in his hands. Amen. Bible, according to Jeremiah, who was a prophet, according to what the Bible says in his experience, he was a young man who, or should I say a child, basically, who had been called of God to speak to nations and people. He was minding his own business, I would say. And then God said, I have a plan for you, Jeremiah. As you read that book of Jeremiah, you'll see that Jeremiah had a little issue with the calling at first. Amen. And then God told him, Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Amen. Many of us don't realize that God knows us from the very beginning. I believe it was in Romans that it said that he did predestinate. Amen. We need to know that our destiny is not about who we hook up with in this earth realm, but it's about who we reconnect with in the heavenly realm or in the spirit realm. Amen. We need to make sure that our connection with God is right. Amen. Jeremiah was called at an early age. He said, I knew you from the beginning, from before you were forming your mother's womb. I had a plan and a purpose for you. And many of us, we think that we plan our lives like we want to. Amen. But I want you to understand, there's one scripture that says, and it's written in the NIV version this way, that many are the devices of a man's heart, but it's the Lord's counsel that shall stand. So I don't care what your plan is, you need to know that the will of God and the ways of God will stand, and the counsel of God will stand in your life. Amen. Amen. You know, God has a purpose and a plan for all of us. Excuse me. God does not create anything without a purpose. Even though you don't like the mosquito and you don't like the fly, they still have a purpose. Come on and say amen. So no matter what it is and who it is, and God has a purpose for them. And you know, even though none of us really like the devil, that still is a purpose, because God let him continue to do what he does. And guess what he does for us? It puts us on our knees to pray. It makes us know that we need God in order to live, in order to survive. Amen? Amen. And so we thank God that he has a purpose for everything. But most importantly, know that God has a purpose for you. Amen. We cannot choose what we want to be, how we want to be, when we want to be. Amen. We need to know that God has a purpose. And the only way we can do those things, trying to choose and do what we want to do, is to get out of the will of God. And that can be very destructive for you. Amen. When you get out of God's will, then something may come to you, something may happen to you that you'll never recover from. Amen. And not only will you have a life of hell on this side, but when you die, you will have a life and eternity of hell to live in forever. Come on and say amen. Yes, life is eternal, but you can spend it either with eternal life in God, or you can spend it in hell away from God. Come on and say hallelujah. But Jeremiah was a prophet, and God told him, Jeremiah, I want you to speak to these people. I want you to speak to these nations, and I want you to pluck up. I want you to cast down. But then I also want you to plant. I want you to build up. Come on and say amen. And so God had a purpose for him. He wanted him to do some things. And in the process of God plucking down, casting down, cutting down, and plucking up some things, some people got mad with him. Amen. And do you know that as long as you live for God, as long as you try to do the things that are right, people are not going to like what you do. They're not going to like you. And at some point, Jeremiah was slapped in the face by Pashur because of what he said. And Jeremiah was only saying that I'm saying the words that God, you told me to say, and this man slapped me me in the face because I spoke the words that you told me to say. Now, many of us wouldn't be able to handle that. But Jeremiah knew his calling, amen. We would not be able to turn the other cheek. We would not be able to handle what happens when we do the will of God and somebody aggressively rejects what we say or what we're doing. Come on and say amen. Many of us would have resorted to fighting, put on our clown suit, say it's time for the circus to come to town because I'm going to show you. Come on and say amen. That's what we would have done, but Jeremiah went up to God and said, God, I don't really want to say these things anymore. God, I don't want to speak in your name anymore. I really want to quit. I've been there before. I felt that way before. But then Jeremiah comes back and said, but his word was like fire shut up in my bones. In other words, it energized me to the point I had to open my mouth and say what he told me to say. I had to do what he told me to do. It made me want to do whatever he said to do. Amen. I've been there when we started this ministry. Every Monday morning, I quit.